Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and it's Emily Connolly's week at Behind the Mic. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Joe.
And if there's somebody who doesn't know who Emily is, she is an editor at Audiophile Magazine, and she always has her finger on the pulse of particularly young adult novels, fantasy novels, though she does run the gamut.
Well, I'm very excited about all of these audiobooks for this week. So I'm very happy to get to talk about them all with you.
Okay, so where are we beginning?
We are starting with a really excellent collection of young adult stories, and it's Blackout by Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon, and it's narrated by Jonice Abbott Pratt, Dion Graham, Imani Parks, Jordan Cobb, Shayna Small, AJ Beckles, and Bonnie Turpin.
Those were a lot of people.
But it's a lot of favorites, favorite authors and favorite narrators. And it was very exciting seeing the news come out about this audiobook and, you know, the great casting they have. And have to shout out that they were recently announced that it's optioned by the Obamas and Netflix for TV and film. So congrats to all of the authors of this. It's very exciting.
Give us the scoop. What's it about?
Well, it's sort of a novel built out of interlocking Black romance stories. So, and it's a YA book, and it has all of these YA authors. Each are writing a story that takes place during one night where we're in New York City, and there's a heat wave and a blackout. And so you're meeting all of these different characters in the story and getting a peek into the other characters' stories as you go through it. And each story has a great matchup with a narrator to bring it to life.
Are they very separate? Are they interlinked? You said they were interlinking stories, interlocking stories.
They're about different pairs of characters, but they all know each other, you know, all the different characters know each other or are going to the same place. Yeah, and you're moving forward throughout the night where, you know, you start out with a story by Tiffany D. Jackson, which we'll hear a clip from. And that story was interesting in that it's broken up into five parts told throughout the night. And then you hear that in between all of the other stories. But it's fun. So, you know, the power's out. Things get weird, things get exciting, and, you know, you have people who are hiding out in the library, you have people who get stuck on the subway, and in the story that we're going to hear a clip from, we've got Jonice Abbott Pratt is narrating a story about two exes who were mistakenly both lined up for an internship at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, and then when the power goes out, they decide to walk the length of Manhattan together down to Brooklyn to go to a block party. And so that's why you kind of hear their story told throughout the night, because it's a long walk. So why don't we hear a clip from that and you get a sense of the story?
Okay, that sounds great. This is Blackout and read by multiple narrators, but we're going to hear Tiffany D. Jackson's story. And it's narrated by Jonice Abbott Pratt.
We keep walking down Broadway, past the Lincoln Center, straight to 59th Street, Columbus Circle. Cars and taxis have been bumper to bumper since 72nd Street, and the circle looks like a parking lot. This city is a hot mess without power. Police tape blocks the 59th Street station entrance. Still no trains? The trains are gonna be running by the time we make it downtown, I blurt out. Right? Kareem shrugs, not looking in my direction.
Maybe.
But they'll probably have it fixed soon. Some trains have to be working before we make it downtown. They just have to. Yeah, right. He chuckles, slicing through the thick crowd on the corner. Nothing in this city gets fixed quick. Ugh, I'm so over this place. It gets a little hot and the whole city shuts down. Damn, you really not going to miss New York at all? Psh, what's there to miss? Not with Atlanta and Hollywood calling my name.
Yeah, well, I beg to differ. I would take New York. Thank you very much. but Janice is so good at younger people.
So good. Yeah, oh. I think she was a great match with this story and with both of these characters' voices, too. But there are a lot of favorite narrators in here. We've got Dion Graham, golden voice narrator. Dion Graham is narrating Nick Stone's story.
Oh, that makes sense. He narrates her work. Yeah.
Exactly. And he's confessing a long-held crush.
Oh, he'd be so good at that.
Yeah. And we've got at the last story, too, has Bonnie Turpin, another golden voice narrator, is voicing Nicola Yoon's story. And that one is the only one where we have two narrators on it. It's her narrating one part and AJ Beckles going back and forth. So it was really fun getting to see all these different kinds of tropes explored, like love triangles and being stuck someplace with your crush. And it was just, it was really sweet and a really fun listen. And I think definitely appealing to teens and definitely a fun summer listen.
Okay, that's Blackout. It is written by multiple authors and it's read by a multiple cast. Emily, thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is sponsored by Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind featuring dramatized adaptations of fantasy and science fiction novels by Brandon Sanderson, Peter V. Brett, Elizabeth Moon, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.